Welcome to AEA Streamline, a podcast by the Association of Environmental Authorities. AEA is a New Jersey trade association for local, regional, and state-level government agencies that deliver water, sewer, and solid waste services. This podcast is an on-the-go version of AEA's check-in calls. It can trace its roots back to Superstorm Sandy and our daily conference calls back then. During the pandemic, when our members needed urgent information once more, we moved to Zoom. Now, our monthly podcast, Streamline, connects you to AEA on your own time. This podcast has something for anyone who works in an AEA member utility. Let's get started. I'm very excited to welcome Hazen and Sawyer as our very first AEA Streamline Cornerstone sponsor. It's a great vote of confidence for the podcast. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Bill Gettings. For more than 70 years, Hazen and Sawyer has focused exclusively on all things water. That focus has led us to work on some of the biggest water and wastewater projects in the world. Our long history and local experts enable us to truly understand the issues facing New Jersey utilities today, acting as your trusted advisor to develop digital solutions that help save time and money. If you're trusted to protect the public health and environment, we can help.
Now on to our AEA news. I'm looking forward to our conference and recognition luncheon, which are happening soon on March 12th and 13th in Atlantic City. Mark Pfeiffer, who for many years served as the director of the New Jersey Division of Local Government Services, will moderate our conference. We will have a presentation on ways to cope with the rising cost of the chemical sodium hypochlorite. We're going to have another presentation on technology being developed to remove microplastics from water. There will be two speakers from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. A couple of our conference segments will focus on relationship and coalition building. A panel will discuss creating the relationships that make shared services possible. And the mayor of Lambertville will discuss building support for a stormwater utility. As I noted, we will be honoring people with WAVE awards, and we will be recognizing the group of folks who successfully completed our Environmental Professional Development Academy. For the full agenda, you can go to our website, www.aeanj.org. The New Jersey DEP is looking forward with regard to water supply. The department just released its draft update of the state water supply plan, and the public has until April 26, 2024 to comment. There's an in-person public hearing on March 15th at the department offices in Trenton, and there's a virtual hearing planned for April 9th at 7 p.m. The plan is required by law and must be periodically updated. The document is 288 pages long, and in some sections it's highly technical. But everyone concerned about water in New Jersey should read it or at least take a look at the executive summary. This is the first time that the water supply plan takes a look at the impact of climate change on water supply. And likewise, this is the first time the plan has an in-depth discussion about PFAS chemical impacts on our water. AEA's Water Committee will be reviewing the plan, and I invite AEA members to let me know what you think about it. To read the plan, go to the DEP website or Google New Jersey 2024 Water Supply Plan. Members should be receiving their first 2024 edition of Authority View, our newsletter. It's got lots of great articles in it, and I hope you'll check it out. You can learn more about our newer AEA board members, and we have a profile on two new executive directors. I particularly want to thank our long-term advertisers, Alamo Group, CDM Smith, CME, Environmental Resolutions, Hazen and Sawyer, Marazidi Falcon, Mott McDonald, McManaman Scotland, One Water Consulting, Serenian Edwards, Buzak and Nolan, Tyler, Aversano and Krantz, and Wildcats and Company. One last item for today's episode is that we are urging our members to review the draft emergency response rulemaking recently issued by OSHA. The comments for that are due by May 5th. You can read those by going to www.osha.gov/emergency-response/rulemaking. And that's our episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to AEA Streamline.
Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We'll see you next month.